Hello! And happy Hanukkah to Rabbi Litwax, 6th grade class in Ari Crown Hebrew Day School. It is such a pleasure to be joining you, your budding tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim. I'm Rabbi Ari Zucker from the YU Torah Mitzion Kollel, and we would love to be doing this in person. But instead, I hope this video will suffice, because we're going to learn about Hanukkah, and not just any part of Hanukkah, but maybe the best part of Hanukkah. Not the best part because of their presence, not the best part because we get to play with fire, but the best part of Hanukkah because we're going to learn Torah. And Hanukkah is the holiday of Talmud Torah, and any time we can get together, we dream of learning Torah. So what Torah are we learning today? We're going to learn the biggest question in Yiddishkeit. What's the biggest question in Yiddishkeit? The one that's got the most answers. And what is that question? It comes from Rabbi Yosef Karo. It comes from the Beis Yosef. Now, who's the Beis Yosef? He wrote actually these books right over here, right behind me. He wrote the Halakha, and he talks about how on Hanukkah we celebrate for 8 nights. But he asks a question. Why are we celebrating for 8 nights when seemingly we should be celebrating for 7 nights? Now let's think about it. After the Hashmonaim defeated the Greeks, they went in to the Beis HaMikdash, and they saw the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was ransacked, was a mess. And they found one jug of oil with just enough to light for one day. And so they said, we're going to light that oil for just one day. And even though it's going to take another 7 days, it's going to take a total of 8 days for us to get more pure oil, we're going to light that menorah today. But what happened? After day 2, 3, 4, 5, it kept burning. The menorah kept burning, and it lasted for a full 8 days until they were able to get new, pure olive oil. But let's ask a question. The question that Beis Yosef asks. How much oil did they find? Enough for one day. So if they had enough oil for one day, isn't it only a miracle for the later 7 days? Why are we celebrating that first day? That first day wasn't miraculous. Let's find out what the Beis Yosef says. Beis Yosef's answer number one is very practical, that each and every day was a miracle because each and every day they didn't put the full jug of oil. They just put 1/8, a small amount of oil. And they expected it to just burn for 1/8 of a day. What's 1/8 of 24 hours? Quick math. Yeah, right. 3 hours. They thought the menorah would burn for just 3 hours each day. But each and every day, it burnt for the full 24 hours, the entire day. Each and every single day was a miracle. That's why we need to celebrate it. And there's a beautiful lesson in this answer from the Beis Yosef. And I'll explain it with a story from my friend, Rabbi Yehuda Myers, who attended Ari Crown Hebrew Day School. He was in Rabbi Litwack's class. And now, he's an alumnus of the YU Kollel. He teaches Torah in Ari Crown Hebrew High School. And he's a rabbi in Lincolnwood Jewish Congregation, right here in Chicago. And when he was in yeshiva in Israel, he remembers there was one day that there was litter, garbage, all over the place. And he sees his Rebbe walking one day and notices the garbage and picks up one piece of garbage and throws it away. And he approaches Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, what's the point? Why? You didn't make a difference. There's still tons of garbage here. Why did you just throw away one piece of garbage? Rabbi Myers looked at him and said, Young Yehuda, I might not have been able to make a difference around me, but at least I can make a difference in here. I can make a difference for myself. And so, when the Hashmonaim walked in, they could have said, oh my gosh, there's so much litter. Oh my gosh, we're not going to be able to light the menorah for the full 8 days. There's not even a use in trying. But no, they said, we're still going to try. Maybe, from the Beis Yosef, we're celebrating Hanukkah, not just because only 1/8 of oil burned the entire day, but because the Hashmonaim tried anyway. The desire to do the mitzvah and to try and do a little bit, even though it's going to be hard, that's worth celebrating as well. That's part of the miracle. And anytime we're overwhelmed, I have too much schoolwork, I'm never going to be able to learn all these Mishnayos, all this Gemara, all we have to worry about is what's in front of us. I can just do one little piece, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest. That's answer number one. Answer number two, also from the Beis Yosef, and the Maharal. They say, no, not just they put 1/8 of the jug in, they put the entire jug in, the full thing. But it didn't burn. And after day one, all of the oil was still there. And after day two, all the oil was still there. And the oil did not burn for a full 8 days. What a miracle, each and every day, not just 7 days of miracles, but 8 days of miracles. And when we think about something not burning when it should, we're reminded of Hasna and Nenu Kal. When Moshe Rabbeinu first meets HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees a burning bush that's not being consumed. And maybe there's a connection. Maybe, just like during Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he was suffering with Bnei Yisrael and he would not let them be consumed by a fire, so too, on Hanukkah, in the menorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to allow the Jewish people to be consumed. I'm not going to allow the oil to be burned. Instead, I'm going to keep it going. It's never going to be extinguished. That's our second answer. Answer number three. It's a miracle that they found the oil in the first place. What are the chances that after the Greeks went through the entire Beis HaMikdash and the Hashmonaim Sea, a ransacked temple, that they would find just one jug of oil? What a beautiful miracle. Maybe it was miraculous for 7 days, but the first day, Chaf Hei Kislev, we're celebrating that they found the oil in the first place. That's answer number three. Answer number four is similar. Answer number four is not about the oil, but about the milchama, about the battle. Because in Al HaNisim, we're actually talking much more about the battle that we won than we are about the oil that lasted. It was a tremendous miracle. Do you know how many Hashmonaim were fighting? It seems there was about 12 of them. Not a lot. Against a Greek army of 50,000. And not just that. When you think about a Maccabee, when you picture, if you were to draw Yehuda Maccabee, what would he look like? I'll tell you something. He did not look like Hercules. He did not look like a Greek bat warrior. He didn't have a helmet. He didn't have a shield. He didn't have a sword. He wasn't buff. He didn't spend all day in the gym working out. No. The Hashmonaim, the Maccabees, they were Talmidei Chachamim. They weren't in the gym all the time. They were learning Torah. So yes, we have Rebbeim that are strong, and Rebbeim who are good at basketball, but they are not spending all their time trying to be physically fit because they want to be spiritually fit. If you were to draw a picture of Yehuda Maccabee, you know what would be a better picture for you to draw? A picture of Rabbi Litwack, of Rabbi Samber, of Rabbi Kirshner, of Rabbi Brand, of Rabbi Zucker. We look much more like the Maccabees than Hercules does. And so when you picture Talmidei Chachamim, who are not the most physically fit, who are not training all day, going up a Greek army of 50,000 soldiers, that is a miracle we're celebrating. And that's why we don't just celebrate for 7 days, but for eight. Moving on to our next answer. The Beis Halevi, who is the great-grandfather of Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik from here in Chicago, and Rabbi Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, the Rav from Yeshiva University, he asks a question. He says, the Beis Yosef asks a good question, but I have another one. Why do we need a miracle in the first place? Why 7 versus 8 days? We could have had no days of miracles. All we had to do was very simple. The menorah was very, very big. It was for the Beis HaMikdash. What if we just made the cups a little smaller? Just a little bit smaller. And the wicks less thick, just a little narrower, a little skinnier. If we made the cups smaller and the wicks narrower, we could have had enough oil to last the whole time without the need of a miracle. So what are we celebrating? What are we trying to do here? This was totally impractical. And answers the Beis Halevi, yes, you are 100% right. Except, the Hashmonaim said, we are not going to compromise. We refuse, because what did the Yevanim want us to do? They wanted us to say, we're not going to do mitzvot the right way. We're not going to do it the way that it's always been done. We're going to change it up, you know, to conform to the modern world. And we don't do that. Part of Hanukkah is celebrating that we refuse to compromise and that we're going to do the mitzvot the best possible way. And that's answer number five. Answer number six. Answer number six is that nature is also a miracle. And we see this through Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, because the Gemara in Tainus tells us that one Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa walked into his house and found his wife crying. And he said, honey, sweetie, Rabbitzin ben Dosa, why are you crying? And she said, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, I'm so sad because we have no oil to light Shabbos candles with. And so he said, sweetheart, don't worry. The same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who told oil to light will tell vinegar to light, and we have plenty of vinegar. And so that Shabbos, instead of lighting oil, she lit vinegar, and it lasted the whole day, all 24 hours, almost like a Hanukkah miracle. On Hanukkah, one of the things that we celebrate is nature, is Teva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that operates and that it's not operating on its own, but it's operating because of Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that way. Baruch Hashem, we were zochah to celebrate a bris this past week, just before Hanukkah started. And when someone looks at the birth of a baby, they could say, oh, that's nature, no big deal. But when a yid looks at this, when a yid looks at science, when a yid sees a baby being born, they say, incredible. This is niflaus habori. This is the wonders of creation. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes oil light. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes babies born. And that is worth celebrating. Not just the 7 days outside of nature, but the first day within nature. And that leads us into to our answer number 7. Because this is somewhat of a Kabbalistic idea. I hope you're ready for it. When we talk about 7 always talks about the confines of nature. Nature and 7 are one and the same. If I were to ask you, how many colors are there in the rainbow? That's right, 7. How many notes are there on a key? How many notes are there on a piano? That's right, 7. And how many days are there of the natural week? Again, 7. 7 is always where we see nature taking place. But there's something that exists beyond nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to make miracles. So not that we're celebrating one day because of nature, like in our previous answer, but this answer says that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates the world in nature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can also make miracles. And just the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle in and around Hanukkah, that's worth celebrating as well. Even though there were only miracles for 7 days, the first day we're celebrating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and can create nature in the form of 8. 8 always going beyond 7, meaning the supernatural. Just like Superman has more powers and ability than regular people, 8 and the super above nature means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more powerful than nature itself. And that's our answer number 7. And finally, our answer number 8 is based on Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik, or the Rav, says that it's not about the miracle per se, but it's the preparation for the miracle, the preparation for the mitzvah. Because let's think about it for a moment. The Chashmonaim lit the menorah at the end of the day on Chaf Hei, on the 25th. And the oil burned actually from the end of the 25th through the 26th. When should we start Hanukkah? Not on the 25th, but on the 26th, on Chav Vav Kislev. Why are we celebrating on Chaf Hei? Because on Chaf Hei, they prepared for the mitzvah. They did the Hatavas Haneris. They cleaned off the menorah and they got it all ready. They poured the oil in. And says Rav Soloveitchik, preparing for a mitzvah is just as valuable as doing the mitzvah. In Yiddishkeit, we care about preparation for the mitzvah, about getting ready to do the mitzvah, just as much as the performance. So what we're doing right now, sitting in school and learning Torah to prepare ourselves for a life of Torah mitzvos, that's just as valuable as the mitzvos that we're going to perform one day. And so of course we celebrate on the 25th in the preparation for Hanukkah, not just on the 26th when the miracles actually took place. And those are our 8 answers. Let's see if we can review them very quickly. Answer number 1 from the Beis Yosef is that they only put 1/8 of a jug of oil. Answer number 2, like the Maharal, is that the oil didn't burn. Answer number 3 is that it's a miracle that they found oil in the first place. Answer number 4, that the battle they waged against the Greeks was victorious when they never should have been able to win. Answer number 5 from the Beis Halevi is that they did not compromise. Answer number 6 is that nature in and of itself is a miracle. It's a miracle that oil burns and that babies are born. Answer number 7 is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can exist beyond nature. A Kadosh Baruch Hu controls all of nature and creates miracles. And answer number 7 from Rav Soloveitchik, that the preparation for the mitzvah is just as much part of the mitzvah, and so the preparation for the miracle is just as much part of the miracle and worth celebrating. Thank you so much for learning Torah with me on this wonderful Hanukkah. I hope this has been interesting. I hope it's been fun. I hope you enjoyed our pictures. And have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'm Rabbi Ari Zucker from the YU Torah Mitzion Kol of Chicago, and happy Hanukkah. Bye-bye.